This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Crews are working to prevent a real catastrophic flood situation and are evacuating people out of harm's way due to a leak at a wastewater pond in the Tampa, Florida area. So far, 316 homes have been evacuated and state authorities have closed portions of U.S. Highway 41. Manatee County officials are warning of a collapse at the Piney Point industrial site was imminent for the 77-acre wastewater pond. The old phosphorus plant in operation from 1960 to 2001 holds large pools of polluted water. India's Ministry of Health confirmed over 103,000 new COVID-19 infections on Monday. It's the first time India has reported over 100,000 new coronavirus cases in one day. Egypt held a 5-mile procession of 22 ancient mummies in Cairo as they were moved from a museum where they had been for over a century to a new National Museum of Egyptian Civilization Saturday night. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The Derek Chauvin murder trial will continue Monday in Minneapolis, Minnesota. As the border crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border worsens, video came out Friday showing human smugglers in the middle of the night dropping toddlers from atop a border wall into the United States and then running back into Mexico. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau has a border update.
During the visit, senators saw unaccompanied children, some with positive COVID cases, in cramped conditions inside makeshift tent-like structures.
We were told to delete the pictures. No one did. You've seen the video coming out of all of these kids crammed together under the foil blankets, huddling together. And when you have 10% of them who are positive already.
Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming, a member of the Republican Senate leadership on Fox News, would not say who told him to delete the pictures. Senator Ted Cruz posted video from a border facility in Donna, Texas, saying that a Biden administration staffer told him not to film.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
The U.S.-Mexico border is experiencing a major humanitarian crisis. 2 weeks ago, President Biden put Vice President Kamala Harris on task for a solution. So far, Harris has been silent. Journalist Joe Concha tells Fox News she's acting as if it's not her job.
She's not making any visit to the border anytime soon, apparently. There's nothing on the schedule. Jen Psaki always has to circle back in terms of when that may happen. Or if it's diplomatic, I don't hear about any trips to Guatemala or Nicaragua or Mexico. So the words of the Biden administration, yes, we're going to fix this problem. I'm tapping the vice president in order to fix it. But yet, in terms of deeds, nothing seems to be done. And I would think that if you want to solve this problem, you have to go to the border and see these facilities at 17 times the capacity during a pandemic, or maybe talk to Border Patrol officials or the people running these facilities where you have one that is supposed to only hold 250 people. It has 4,000 in it right now, 19,000 minors overall just last month.
More than half of this National Hockey League team is down with COVID-19, Dan Naraki reports.
The NHL's Vancouver Canucks are dealing with one of the worst COVID outbreaks in pro sports. ESPN reporting that more than half of the team's players have tested positive for the virus, with 16 players on the Canucks' COVID-19 protocol list as of Sunday. At least three coaches have reportedly tested positive as well. The league had postponed a week's worth of Vancouver's games, with the team returning to play this coming Thursday, but that date is expected to be pushed back, with the NHL hoping that the team will be able to resume play this season. The Canucks have 15 games remaining on their schedule, with four more that have been postponed.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You know, the question may be, who is going to wake up the woke crowd? They're like in some sort of suspended animation. I want to bring Phil Hotzenpiller on with us now. He's the president and founder of American Faith, also senior pastor at in Anaheim Hills, California, of Influence Church. Hey, Phil, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. Good morning, and good to talk to you again this week.
Yeah, on the day after of a great holiday, I ran across this saying from Pope John Paul II. It says, we're Easter people. We're Easter people, and our song is Alleluia. That just hit me so perfectly, and was such a great way to wrap up. I gotta tell you, in my humble opinion, this was the best Easter I'd ever have, Phil.
Well, I think I would agree. It was a great one for us. And I want to just kind of echo on that, because when we got done with service, we drove down to San Diego to spend time with some of our family down there. And we drove by Target, and it was closed, and Costco, it was closed. And I thought, are they closing on Easter? And they both were. And that was kind of shocking to me, especially when Google booted Easter off the holiday list to promote. Every other holiday has been promoted by Google, except this year they chose not to promote Easter. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it is interesting. You know, John Fuller's wife, John Fuller from Focus on the Family, he's the sidekick of Jim Daly, and he said that his wife had noted that, you know, by comparison, all the weeks leading up to, you know, Christmas, and we got music and all this stuff that goes on, but yet by comparison, here it is. This iconic, put your flag right there on the hill of Christian belief and everything, and yet by comparison, not quite as big of a deal, is it?
No, and I think there is a recognition, not an awareness, but a recognition that Easter is a far more frightening holiday than Christmas, because it is where we claim our power, is where we claim our, you know, our authority as believers. And the cross, as, you know, Paul told us, is an offense to those who do not believe.
Right.
And so if you think about it, Jesus as the baby is kind of safe. Jesus as the resurrected Lord is a little bit frightening, you know, and, you know, the insurrection that them, you know, that the Christians were accused of after the resurrection was because they couldn't find the body.
That's right.
Think about that.
Yes. And they still can't find that body. You know, the grave is still empty. And it's freaking them out. And you're exactly right. The dark reality of an empty tomb is freaking people out, because either it's a total scam, or, you know, you're going to be beholden to God. because it wasn't like he just said, hey, I'm, you know, I think I'll do a little deal here. I'll send my son here to, pay your debt. I mean, all that was involved here, Phil, is so massive and profound that goes all the way back to Genesis and the beginning, where it all began. Right? And God was reconciling what happened in taking a crazy span of chaos that the Holy Spirit himself hovered over to bring order. And we bring order and we're in the Garden of Eden and we're rolling along. And then our first parents decide that they have a better idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And clearly that didn't work well out for them. And, you know, this is another unusual Easter. I can't remember, and I may have overlooked it, so I'm not claiming, you know, total efficiency in my search. But this is the first Easter I can remember where there was not a book that was released by a leading atheist skeptic trying to debunk Easter. It's also the first one I can remember where there wasn't an overt effort on known Christian writers to publish a book about the resurrection around Easter. Now, I may have missed it, so I'm not claiming it.
Well, I think you're right. That's an interesting observation, because I would agree with you. And yet we had another resurrection movie from Roma Downey and Mark Burnett. And people even wonder, they go, well, do we need another resurrection movie? But I thought it was really cool, their point of view and how it promoted. And then as Dr. Ted Baer from Movie Guide said, Bill, he says, you know, we need to constantly be hearing the story of the resurrection, lest we forget, because this is the day after Easter. And, and people are already forgetting, you know, what the significance of Easter is all about and what's coming next.
Exactly. And, you know, Paul, when he came to Corinthians, he said, I did not come to you with eloquent words of wisdom, but with power and the demonstration of the Spirit. That's all tied into, you know, Pentecost, the pouring out of the Spirit, the resurrection. You know, it's necessary that I go away, that I may send the comforter that he is with you now, he'll be in you. So all of these things are tied together. And for me, I've seen more and more confirmations per our conversations over the last several months that there are really two, I'm going to call them two evangelical churches in America. And there are the conforming churches and the believing churches. And I am seeing evidence of that everywhere I go. I'm shocked, honestly, by what people tell me about their churches that they have left to come to influence. Mm-hmm. And just the lack of courage, the lack of conviction, you know, the shifting of theological stance. So we're in a different day, and I kind of like the day. I'll be honest with you. I think it was time that the Christian celebrity preacher was debunked and that we got back to the one that we ought to be elevating all along, and that's Jesus.
Amen. Amen. That's exactly well said. And the thing is, Phil, the reason that people were not connecting with the church is because it lost relevancy, you know, to your point.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we had an opportunity after 9/11. People came to church and they were there for about 3 weeks and left because, you know, it was like the church was on its own agenda. They were not on God's agenda. Had they been on God's agenda, could you imagine the revival, you know, that would have happened? Because it was like, hey, it was like God said, hey, I'm going to tee this up for you. I'm going to tee it up and it's there and all you got to do is just, hey, you know, throw that net off to the right side, right? As he told the apostles, just throw it off to the right. No, wait, what are you talking about? We've been fishing here. We're fishermen. You're not a fisherman. We got this. We know. We've been fishing all night. That's not it. No. Throw it off to the right side. And it's like God came and said, hey, throw it off to the right side. And the church says, no, left is fine. And you know, that's where we do it. We're left people. We, you know, got a deal, right?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's hard to believe that 9/11 was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
We still speak about it as though it were yesterday. I wonder if the same will be true about this pandemic, if 20 years from today we'll still speak about it as though it were yesterday.
I got to tell you, it would seem the amount of pain and constant reminder that we've had in the last year over this pandemic, I think it's going to give it some staying power. And maybe, hopefully, the staying power that it has is one that we're able to look at it, Phil, in such a way to say, could you believe how stupid we were? Is that possible?
Yeah, you're right.
Maybe maybe that's our hope, because if we're really going to get out of this thing, then we take what we learn and we're better for it. He's the founder and president of American Faith, and we've got more from Phil after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Hello, this is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that the unemployment rate for homeless veterans was twice the national average? And without proper shoes, it's hard to get a job? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. People from all over the country helped us with our annual Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Shoes and Socks for Homeless Veterans. There was a time this summer where we believed that probably it wouldn't be successful because of the pandemic, but decided to go ahead and do it anyway. We reached out in the local community and on various radio shows that I'm on, ask for their support. In a little over 3 weeks, we received 400 pairs of shoes and over 1,000 pairs of socks for homeless veterans, so they can go out and look for a job and have a decent pair of shoes to wear. We at Songs and Stories for Soldiers and all the 400-plus soldiers who will receive these shoes and socks say thank you for your generosity. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
They still exist here. Gil Martinez, live.
Hey, we're reporting on all this insanity. I got to tell you, maybe if we just keep on letting you know and just talking about how crazy it's gotten with this world culture, that finally the American people might find their backbone and go, oh, that's right, this is a government of for by we the people. No, you're an idiot. I'm not going to put up with this stuff. This is insane. Like Major League Baseball. Phil Hotzenpiller, can you believe it? I mean, here is, they've gone now, even Major League Baseball's gone blue. And they've told all the red states, we don't want you. I mean, we're going to say just because Georgia decided to go along with what almost 70% of the country said, like voter ID, you know, kind of a common sense deal. Let's make sure, you know, I mean, that the elections are integrous, that they're fair and they're right and everybody's vote really counts. And let's have a voter ID. I mean, after all, like when you go to pick up your season tickets or you get to pick up a ticket at all, you know, at a Major League Baseball facility, guess what you have to show in order to get your tickets? You've got to show your ID. But they say, you know, ID, schmid, who needs that when it comes to voting? Something as critical as voting. Now, I got to think voting more important than your tickets at a baseball game. But, you know, they got it kind of turned upside down. And they say, go ahead.
Well, the duplicity is so evident everywhere. For example, we had over 2 million signatures for the recall here for Gavin Newsom. Guess what he's right now wanting? He's wanting more scrutiny. He's wanting to make sure we verify these
all the signatures.
Well, why now? Why now?
Right.
You know, so the duplicity is obvious, but somehow when you navigate within a gray zone of irrelevancy and emotion, you know, facts and logic don't even exist. I mean, it's not like they can't even see it, literally, Bill. There's an inability, not an unwillingness, an inability to see inconsistency in their philosophy and ideology.
Well, and that's what Jordan Peterson said. You can get so ideologically fixed that you render yourself stupid, in so many words. That's my interpretation of what he said, but that's essentially what it is. And that's what's happening. Yeah. You and I have been warning about this. Victor Davis Hanson has warned about this ideological fixation that we've gotten ourselves into. And look at the dividend that we're getting from it because, oh, that's right. Jesus said you'll know them by their fruit. And, man, their fruit stinketh, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Wow. And, you know, Dr. Hanson, I mean, I know you know him. I'm always inspired by what he writes, and he's very prolific in his writing. And he basically talked about how America's changed. And one of the first things he said was money is a construct, meaning that it's created out of thin air, that no longer do we elect people based on balancing a budget or does money even matter. It's a fiat now, just created out of thin air. And we see that now with, you know, Biden come along. So we have only $2 trillion or whatever it is for infrastructure. I seem to remember that it was Trump that came up with that idea, but he was going to do it for, if I remember right, $200 million. It was,
yeah,
it was a number
because we were going to employ small. We were going to employ private engagement, right? But you see, the deal is, you see, Republicans are you know, they're knuckleheads because they only think about the job at hand. They say, okay, this is the mission, this is what we need to do, this is the objective. See, but the Democrats come along and they kind of say, well, we'll tell you that's the objective, but behind my back here is all the payoffs that I've got to take care of. Because I'm, you know, they're forever buying votes. And whenever there is a justification to open up the Treasury, that, hey, you know, bring in the carpetbags, buy up the votes, and this is what they've been doing in the first, we're not even 100 days of the Biden administration, and it's one idiotic decision after another, and we just keep getting deeper in debt. And I'm hearing Tennessee Ernie Ford's song in the background.
What's that song, Bill?
Another Day Older, Deeper in Debt.
I know you're waiting for my setup here. It was like a knock-knock joke.
Well, yeah, yeah. Okay. No. I owe my soul to the company store. That's what, you know, that's it. Yeah, I'm going way back, let me tell you.
Songs, so I couldn't help you.
Okay.
Okay, here's another one, Bill. How about this one? Laws are not necessarily binding anymore.
Oh, Lord.
So federal immigration laws are null and void. Some rioters are prosecuted for violating federal law. Some not so much so. Arrests, prosecutions, trials are all fluid. Ideology governs when a law is still considered a law. So what we're seeing is that the way I look at life is how I determine if it's illegal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now think about that. That means we become a lawless society. And I think we can all see that. I mean, it's pretty obvious, right?
Exactly. And this is the problem. You know, we were saying this last week, Phil. With law comes order. You can't have one without the other. And what they're offering is law without order. Well, that's not law.
Mm-hmm.
That's lawless.
No.
Right?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Okay, we've got time for one more?
No. Hey, we've got 4 minutes left here, so we could probably get through the rest of it.
Okay. Okay, how about this one? Racialism is now acceptable. So we're defined by a particular ethnic or religious tribe, only secondarily, if all, by a national commonality. So what this means is nationalism is a thing of the past, that we're no longer a nation, as we see by evidence of lack of enforcement of immigration laws. And how about this one goes right along with it?
Hang on one second. Going back to this nationality, this is why what Trump was talking about, make America great again, was such an anathema to them. And you know, the mainstream media, I mean, all it took was just a little bit of observation to see, you know, who are the good guys and the bad guys here? Who's on your side? I mean, they hear make America great again, and they hear that is something that is dark. And dare I say, the majority of America hears make America great again, and it gives them hope. And it definitely did after the election of Donald Trump. And guess what? The goods were delivered with that hope, as opposed to something that we were supposed to hope in and never got with the previous administration, right?
Yeah, that's a great point. A great point, Bill. I agree completely with that one. Let's couple that up with The immigrant is preferable to the citizen because the newcomer, unlike the host, the American, is not stained by the sins of American founding and its history. So it's like if you're
that
not,
is huge.
If you're not, yeah, isn't that big?
And then the
last one, just I want to address which I thought was really an excellent observation, and it is this one: is wokeness is a new religion growing faster and larger than Christianity itself. Its priesthood outnumbers the clergy. It exercises far more power. Silicon Valley is the new Vatican, and Amazon, Apple, Facebook, Google, and Twitter are the new Gospels. So now think about that statement right there. Americans privately fear these rules while publicly appearing to accept them. Now that's a pretty profound statement, I believe.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, that's been my question, Phil. Are they accepting it because it is just, it's so massive, it's like a tsunami, they don't even know where to run to for cover here, and they're just being overwhelmed by, you know, corporate America, by these tech giants, by these political forces, and just for added fun on the cherry on the cake, let's just go ahead and put, you know, the communist Chinese and other, you know, other political forces that want America to be no more.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there's a definite agenda here, and I really believe, and tell me if you think I'm wrong here, but I think it's just getting so wacky that even the crazies are thinking it's wacky.
They are. Well, look what happened. Look what happened in Atlanta. You know, Stacey Abrams, right? The pride and joy of the Democratic Party and the ballot harvesting queen of America. I mean, after what happened with Major League Baseball shutting down the All-Star game in Atlanta, she goes, hey, you know, to your exact point, she says that's too far.
Yep.
And so all this is a beginning, and you're exactly right. You're seeing this, and this is all part and parcel on the horizon. And the fact of the matter is it's all coming at us. And this is why a discerning spirit for a time such as this is so critical. Right now, I'll let you wrap it up. We got 15 seconds left.
Critically important time to be a good student. Keep your head, keep your wits about you, and just lean into God really hard. This is a season. For
Amen.
Diligence and watchfulness.
Thank you, Phil Hotzenfiller.
Banana Republic Factory with 50 to 70% off everything. Shop season favorites from colorful dresses to easy tops from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Enjoy 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Shop tees from $6.99 and joggers from $24.99. Plus, extra 15% off online. Exclusions apply. Shop the sale through April 6th.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Crews are working to prevent a real catastrophic flood situation and are evacuating people out of harm's way due to a leak at a wastewater pond in the Tampa, Florida area. So far, 316 homes have been evacuated and state authorities have closed portions of U.S. Highway 41. Manatee County officials are warning of a collapse at the Piney Point Industrial Site was imminent for the 77-acre wastewater pond. The old phosphorus plant in operation from 1960 to 2001 holds large pools of polluted water. India's Ministry of Health confirmed over 103,000 new COVID-19 infections on Monday. It's the first time India has reported over 100,000 new coronavirus cases in one day. Egypt held a five-mile procession of 22 ancient mummies in Cairo as they were moved from a museum where they had been for over a century to a new National Museum of Egyptian Civilization Saturday night. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Spirit of Don't Tread on Me Alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Grateful for Bill Hotzenpiller to come on. You know, what he had to share with us about Easter and, you know, Victor Davis Hanson, you know, what is going on in our society right now. Ladies and gentlemen, look, there has to be a pushback. And this isn't about politics, all right? This is about the American way of life. This is what is hanging in the balance here. And I believe the majority of Americans still believe in the American way of life. How that's being expressed through the body politic is a whole nother issue altogether. But you just cannot sit back and let it run away on its own and think that somehow it's going to, it never fixes itself. You know, we've had 200, almost 50 years of politics and it doesn't fix itself. You know, and I appreciate Adam Andrzejewski reminding us of what, you know, Ronald Reagan had to say about the bureaucracy. It's the closest thing to eternal life this side of heaven. I mean, you know, anytime the bureaucrats institute something, it goes on forever, you know. And the thing that's so interesting about this, because you know this in your life, you know this in even running in your household, you and your wife may sit down at the dinner table and say, hey, this is what we're going to do, and you have a plan. But, you know, things come into play, and you adjust the plan and your budget accordingly, right? They would call that common sense. But with our government, it doesn't matter. You know, there's, you know, they may have a plan initially, but there's no reform. There's no adjustment because everything has already been set up. See, this is, you know, to me, one of the challenges I have with the union mentality and what unions have done. Because what they do, they come in and they just want one size fits all. They want to know what they can expect and what they can predict. And in some cases, when they can't, then they get these goofball institutions, these states, to guarantee a return on investment on their retirement accounts. So when their retirement accounts, because of life, what happens, you know, to the rest of us normal folk, if it comes up short, you know, what do? We tighten up our belts, we re-engineer, we make some different decisions in order to accommodate. Not these union contracts. What they do is they go to the state and they send them a bill and say, hey, you owe us the differential. You owe us X amount of dollars because of the shortfall of, you know, the economy and the investments that we made. I mean, this is insane, if not stupid, that we would have people working on our behalf, state officials, that would agree to something as absurd. See, this is what I'm saying. This is all systemic. It's a systemic program to make sure the Democratic Party continues on. And how they do this is they buy votes. So you got to figure with the, you know, with the union folks, how many millions of people are you talking about there? 22 million, roughly 22, 24 million, that are in unions. Well, guess what? They've got to vote with their checkbook, right? And if the Democratic Party, which is the case here, supports that checkbook, it doesn't matter about policy. It doesn't matter whether or not they believe in God. It doesn't matter if they want to promote abortion. All they know is that their wallet is tied to the Democratic Party. So guess what? They're going to vote Democrat. And not to mention that the unions have it set up in such a way that any kind of monies that are spent in the political process are to promote a specific interest. I mean, 90-95% of any kind of money that comes out of these union funds go to promote, you know, Democratic candidates. Look at the differential. I mean, this is all, you know, it's all right there. You don't even have to, you know, check out a FOIA request. All you got to do is just, you know, Google it and do a little bit of research yourself to find out what's going on. So common sense would tell you, see, if you haven't suspended all common sense would tell you, hey, the fix is in. I mean, this is all it. I mean, 22 million, I mean, think about it, 22 million votes, you know, somebody wins 60, you know, president, you know, 60, 70 million votes, whatever. I mean, you're talking a pretty hearty percent here. You know, almost a third, you know, 20, 25% at least of the vote is guaranteed, you know, going right into the race. That is in the bank, Jack. So I'm telling you, this is systemic. It has nothing to do with policy. It has everything to do with the fact that what the Democrats have been able to do is reward the unions in such a way consistently. There might be a couple of minor inconsistencies, like you might say, well, look what they did to the XL pipeline. I mean, some of those were union jobs, you know, probably not real good there. Well, but, you know, look at all the other stuff that they've done. You know, that is a minor blip. You know, for most Americans and those people who had jobs there, it's huge. And, you know, the unions now will take care of, they'll find a way to take care of them and do the best that they can, because after all, they are, in a sense, they are beholden to the membership. And what they've done is they've gotten the Democratic Party to be beholden to them, so it's all one very nice and cozy symbiotic relationship that is systemic, that lives off of the taxpayer dole. Do you get that? You see what's happening, how this is cycling? I mean, the fix is in. They've done this. And they've done it with people of color. You know, every angle that they approach. I mean, this whole COVID deal, I mean, it's such a joke. You know, less than 10% of $1.9 trillion, ladies and gentlemen, goes to actually do anything about COVID that's COVID-directed. Over 90% was to, you know, heal their buddies. It was to pay off, you know, political favors along the way. It's much the same as Peter Schweitzer had reported on years ago about the Obama campaign, that the people that bundled his campaign, that got, you know, all the money, you know, for his campaign, that for every dollar, and this was the stimulus back then, right? For every dollar that they bundled for Barack Obama, they got 20, I think it was like 25,000 return on investment. Wouldn't you like that deal? See? But only with the Democrats, only with people like this. But you have to see this. I mean, it's disgusting. I don't care if it's a Democrat, Republican. This is not good. This is not healthy for the American way of life. And this is why most Americans feel, and they kind of understand as much as they can understand, feel like, hey, we're getting worked here. You know, the $28 trillion in debt that we're showing right now, that's kind of the low line. I mean, the top line, all the liabilities and everything, we're talking hundreds of trillions of dollars that all are associated. But they give us the little number because they think that we're stupid enough just to believe that that's all that comes into play. But the government has signed off our future and all our assets because they buy votes. They're buying votes, ladies and gentlemen. That's what this is all about. And what they're going to do here, you know, with these midterms coming up, you better believe they're going to ballot harvest. They're going to do everything they can, regardless of whether or not they're able to pass, H.R. 1 or S1 in the Senate, which is all this election reform, right? And the election reform is to make sure that your ballot goes in the right place, okay? Whether or not you think you have participation in this government, let me tell you, the Democrats are doing everything they can to control said participation. You will vote according to what they tell you to vote and how to vote. And if not, get ready. You're just going to be disappointed because there's no win in it for you. That's not going to happen. And, you know, if you're a Democrat and you go along with everything that the Democratic Party stands for and you're all woke and everything and you think that you're leading America to a better America down the road, God bless you. God bless you. But the fruit of your policies and decisions are already well on display. No sirve por nada. Okay? They ain't working, buddy. No funcione. That's what it comes down to. It ain't happening. And America is waking up to the fact that you do not have the goods, and as the little young man looking at the king with no clothes said, he is buck naked.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amount 500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
You know, you hear this song and you think, you know, Adam Holtz with Focus on the Family, PluggedIn.com. You think that maybe this is what the apostles and the disciples must have felt on that Good Friday. I mean, here it is. Jesus is executed. He's crucified. And they just, it's all gone. I mean, what is left? Even though Jesus had told them what was going to happen, they're left in a quandary and fearful because they're saying, wow, if they've killed our leader, are we next, right?
Yeah.
And so they hunker down, and they're praying, and, you know, and the emotions that are shared. And I think, you know, Roma Downey and Mark Burnett did a great job in this new movie, Resurrection, to help bring some focus, you know, with the hearts of the apostles and what they were dealing with during that period of time.
Oh, that's exactly right. And what I love about the time we're living in right now, Bill, is that we have more than one take on what it was like to be with Jesus, to be around him, to experience that, as you just mentioned. Resurrection chronicles what happens from roughly the crucifixion and then what happens afterward. You know, sometimes these movies stop at the at the crucifixion, but they've already dealt with that with Son of God and in the Bible, the series they did before that.
Right.
So that is one really excellent opportunity to take an imaginative or a little bit speculative journey back to that time. And then The Chosen Season 2 dropped last night at 6 o'clock.
Right.
So obviously that's Dallas Jenkins' take on the life of Christ. And I think they're planning on 7 seasons. So this is the second of 7 seasons. And the goal of that show is to really give us a sense of what was it like to be near Jesus, but from the perspective of different characters. And all these movies and shows obviously take a little bit of dramatic license, but theologically they're really solid, and I think they provoke us in a good way to think about, huh, I wonder what that would have been like.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is that because there are so many perspectives on this, and there's been so many movies on the resurrection, right? I think Ted Bear said something like over 150 different movies on the resurrection. And you think, okay, do we need another resurrection movie? Well, I think in point he's right is that we need to keep talking about this.
Right.
Because the resurrection was no minor matter. I mean, the resurrection is the... I mean, you talk about the defining moment of our civilization, of our humanity. It's all right there in the cross, which brings together, you know, what happened from the beginning. God says, in the beginning is what the Word of God says in Genesis. And everything that happened in the Garden of Eden was fulfilled there on Calvary. And then 3 days later with the resurrection, it was the final, if you want to say, the final nail to everything and purpose that we can anchor ourselves on and say, okay, this makes sense. If you're of the mindset to accept that Jesus had to die to reconcile us back, you know, back to God so that we can go home again.
Right. That's exactly right. And, you know, the amazing thing about the entirety of the crucifixion story is just point by point by point by point how it fulfills the prophecies in the Old Testament. And, you know, we had the blueprint in the Old Testament, and Jesus fulfilled it. And, you know, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness for sins. And so God has provided for us what we could not provide for ourselves. I went to a Seder supper Saturday night, which is a traditional Jewish celebration of the Passover, obviously through a Christian lens. And we looked at all these passages from the Old Testament, Bill, and honestly, it was incredible, just the down to these minute details, the parallels between the Passover and Jesus' crucifixion on the cross. I mean, it's all right there. It's an incredible, incredible story. And I've been a Christian for, you know, 45 years, but I'm still awestruck when I learn new details about, you know, how Scripture foretold what was going to happen.
Exactly. Well, I'll tell you, one of my highlights of this Easter season was an interview I had with Rabbi Jason Sobel. I may have shared.
Oh, that's right. We talked about that last week briefly.
Exactly. Oh, I'm telling you, you know, to your point, as we unveil, I mean, it's like an onion skin experience.
Right.
And, you know, like you, I mean, it's decades that I have been a follower of Christ and in the Word of God. And I could definitely relate to what Billy Graham said about the regret, the one regret in his life, you know, after he was asked about, you know, all these famous people he met. And he says, well, my biggest regret was I wish I could have spent more time in the Word of God. I mean, that's pretty profound coming from Billy Graham. But I understand, because when you are in the Word of God, and revelation comes to you and understanding, just like, you know, being at a Seder and, you know, anything to experience a dimension of our faith that goes back to the roots and absence. You know, you and I didn't grow up in the Jewish culture.
No.
And Jason and, you know, Jonathan Kahn, you know, they speak as Messianic rabbis. They get it. I mean, they get the totality of the picture, because they are Jews who believe in Jesus.
Right.
And they, you know, like Paul, when Paul's on that road to Damascus and he has that confrontation with Christ, so much is downloaded into his understanding almost at an instant to bring all these things that he had studied all his life from the Old Testament. And all of a sudden, here it is, the New Testament is a revelation of what God said was going to happen, and he sees the fulfillment of all these things that he studied all his life. The fulfillment is right there in Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's right in front of him. And
right.
And I think, as you said, when you read the gospel, obviously Scripture says that the Spirit has to enliven or awaken our spirits in order for us to perceive this. It's not even something we can do on our own. But you realize, yeah, this is all true. You know, my favorite scene, I'm going to make a very sideways jump here, but my favorite scene in The Force Awakens is when they run into Han Solo and they're talking about the Force and he says it's true. All of it. Obviously, the Force isn't true, but it gives me the chills because I think that when we look at Scripture, and forgive me if it feels sacrilegious to compare Han Solo to Scripture, but, you know, for our culture is looking for transcendence somewhere, right? We look for it in movies. We look for it in music. We look for it in sports and drugs and alcohol and sex, and none of those places can provide what our souls long for. You know, Scripture says he has placed eternity in our hearts. And you read the Gospels, and the light, by God's grace, goes on. And you realize, this explains it. You know, this is the lens that helps me to make sense of everything that's so screwed up in the world, but I have hope at the same time.
Exactly. And that's one of the reasons why Jesus came. So that we would realize that in spite of our hard-heartedness and our stiff backs and in our resistance to accept the obvious, the same thing that God told Cain, if you do right, will it not go well for you? We've had enough experience in life to know when we do right, it goes well. And when we don't, it doesn't. So what is that right? What determines that right? Oh, by the way, sidebar, it's not the woke culture, okay? They don't know right. They don't know right from wrong.
Well, and it's
right
not based
so
in victimhood. I mean, I think that if victimhood is our primary lens to identity, how can you be anything but angry? And, you know, it's never enough. Like, when you're a victim...
But that's an excuse. It's an excuse for the outcome.
It is an excuse.
And that's what people have to... Yeah, right? Go ahead.
But it's a lousy worldview because what's the fruit of it? There's no redemptive fruit from a victim mindset. You know, whereas there are lots of people who have truly been victimized in all kinds of ways. But I think those who have found forgiveness would say, and I don't make light of this, better to let go of that and receive forgiveness and grace than to continue to let that be the lens through which you see reality.
Mm-hmm. But going back to what you said earlier, what gets you there is the revelation of God's truth.
Absolutely.
And God says, look, if you knock, I'll answer. If you keep pursuing, you'll get the answer. And the torment that you have right now is because you don't have the answer. You don't have the God answer.
Right.
You may have a people answer. You may have an attorney answer. You may have a woke culture answer. But that ain't the answer.
You have an answer that works for 5 minutes, right?
Right, exactly.
There are a lot of things that will deliver in the short term. You know, ask any heroin addict. It delivers in the short term, but then the high wears off and you realize, oh, man, I'm more empty than I was before. And there's only one source that fills that.
Yeah. That when you go to that short circuit, like you say, that's where you find regret.
Yeah.
No, you don't find redemption. You find regret.
And I
only say that in a way. And hopefully you hear it with love, because I don't want that for you.
No.
Adam doesn't want that for you. We've all made these mistakes, and we're laughing at ourselves because we've done that sort of thing.
Absolutely.
Look, go to PluggedIn.com. You're going to get a review on Roe v. Wade, A Week Away, Resurrection, Bad Trip, and so much more. PluggedIn.com. Adam Holtz is the director of said organization with Focus on the Family.
Hey,
thank you, Adam.
If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.